Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it will continue to target U.S. allied Kurdish fighters on the Syrian frontier near its borders, despite mounting international pressure to stop. Kurdish fighters backed by the West and Gulf countries have been battling against a Russia-backed offensive by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces on rebels in cities such as Aleppo. Meantime, U.S. Senator John McCain, who chairs the Armed Services Committee, sharply criticized the temporary truce deal signed in Munich last week, arguing that Russia is engaging in what he calls diplomacy in the service of military aggression.
Let's be clear about what this agreement does. It permits the assault on Aleppo to continue for another week. It requires opposition groups to stop fighting, but it allows Russia to continue bombing terrorists, which it insists is everyone, even civilians.
Head of the Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council says the agreement to cease hostilities is a signal of hope. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu on Sunday, 2 days before a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Citizens are being asked to stay home tomorrow to demand elections be held within the constitutional deadline. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic and the presidential runoff election between two former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. The winner will replace a transitional government put into place in 2014 when President François Bozizé was pushed from office. This is VOA News. The United Nations says Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015, an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The report also documented a 37% increase in women casualties and a 14% increase in children killed. President Obama hosts all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations at the Rancho Mirage Retreat in Sunnylands, California, today and tomorrow. White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas is reporting.
The leaders will tackle a range of critical and thorny issues central to the strategic U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. The U.S. sees its engagement with ASEAN countries as critical to its future security and prosperity. The White House describes ASEAN as a good forum to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. One issue, creating some of the greatest tensions, territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The summit will also include talks about problems like violent extremism, cybersecurity, and climate change. Mary Alice Salinas, Rancho Mirage, California.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, has died at the age of 79. Chief Justice John Roberts called him an extraordinary individual and jurist, admired and treasured by his colleagues. And Georgetown University constitutional law professor Randy Barnett knew Justice Scalia.
He will go down in history as the foremost a proponent of originalism as a method of constitutional interpretation, meaning the position that the meaning of the Constitution should remain the same until it's properly changed by amendment.
President Obama said that Justice Scalia had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students while profoundly shaping the legal landscape. Mr. Obama also said he would honor his constitutional responsibility and nominate someone to replace Justice Scalia. That announcement has set off what promises to be a political brouhaha. Taiwan's government has declared a day of mourning for the 116 people who died in an earthquake just over a week ago, officials vowing to step up inspections of structures around the island. Most of the victims died when a 17-story apartment building collapsed. The developer of that complex, two other men associated with it, being arrested on suspicion of negligent homicide. And Japanese stocks soared, actually today shrugging off last week's massive sell-offs. Bad news, though, about the nation's economy. The last quarter of 2015, Nikkei rose nearly 7%, and indexes are indicating that South Korea and Australia and Hong Kong also were ahead.
That's the latest world news from VOA.